Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Apparently, the Cowboys owner Jerry Jones had a very strong message for his team, and that was stand.
Well, the Cowboys are America's team, right?
I think that is it's the height of hubris. Right, like the other people that like the other teams aren't rooting for America's team.
Well, yeah, I always grew up hearing that the Dallas Cowboys are America's team.
Yeah, you've heard a lot of things.
True.
That's marketing, is what we call that. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where I'm from, they aren't America's team.
Nope.
Yep. That I guess.
Do a Google search for America's team.
Oh, I know.
Football.
Oh, I know.
And the results are all going to be about the Cowboys.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I liked the Cowboys back in the late 70s and early 80s. They were a great team, but they did play the Bucks in a playoff game and knocked them out. So what are you going to do? Anyway, he says, stand for the national anthem or you're fired.
Well, what else would you expect from America's team? You love America sufficiently or else you don't work here.
When... What's the guy from the 49ers?
Colin Kaepernick.
That guy, right.
The guy who is now a free agent, and I've actually got a story that ties into this.
Right.
Where there are some of the players in the NFL saying that they are convinced he's being blackballed.
Oh, I'm pretty convinced of that, too, and I don't know much about the NFL. It looks like he's being bounced from team to team. I've looked at people on Facebook, like, going, you know, burn him, kill him, crucify, right? Like, they want this guy, you know, because of whatever it is that he had to say.
A lot of those people are also among the first to wind up pointing fingers and calling people snowflakes because a college professor said something they didn't like.
Agreed, right? Or a college student or whomever, right? So this guy has an opinion, and I don't want him to play professional sports, speak of it. Now, that's petty, in my opinion. Now, you may or may not root for him. Like, you know, you may be rooting for the Raiders to break his knee or whatever that is, but I think the guy deserves to be able to play, even if his opinion may be different than mine. We were talking about this NFL owner. It's being reported here by thehornnews.com. I do not recommend them as the most unbiased news organization out there or anything, but he says, this is quoting here, I've got to give a big pat on the back to our entire team, our coaching staff, our entire organization. We strongly support the flag in every way we support, and it's almost ridiculous to be saying it, the people who for generations and generations have given it all up so that we can be here and show off in front of millions of people on television, Jones told local radio station 105.9 The Fan last season.
So if, and I'm going to, you know, sort of put on multiple hats here.
Yeah, sure.
The claim by the people that, you know, love the flag and you better stand up, they will say somebody died for your right not to stand up, so you better stand.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense.
If I have the right to not stand, then shouldn't I exercise that right to not stand lest someone die in vain?
Agreed. Right? Like somebody died for it, so you should. But it's respectful, right? It's respectful of all the people who have died. Now, agree or disagree with whatever they died for, you should stand because of respect. And this is strange to me.
Well, me remaining silent while other people, you know, repeat a pledge of fealty to a piece of cloth or sing a song about said piece of cloth, I feel that I'm being respectful by being silent.
This is what I was taught. You stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Excuse me. You stand with your hand over your heart for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
You just stand for the national anthem and you sing. But I mean, you didn't have to necessarily. Now, and I've watched this during the presidential ceremonies, you know, the debates and that sort of thing. When they play the national anthem, people are putting their hands over their heart.
Right.
And I looked it up, and it's a new rule since sometime in the 2000s that now you put your hand over your heart for the national anthem.
Unless you're a member of the military, in which case you salute.
Right. And what I'm seeing here is essentially patriotic one-upmanship.
Yes.
So I want to know is if I stand on one leg to honor the disabled veterans, will in 20 years everybody have to do that or be a godless commie. I just want to know. I mean, am I being ridiculous here, or is the one-upmanship just going to keep on? Because somebody made a mistake. Like, some moron out there is like, I'm going to keep my hand over my heart down the... What? This is the pledge of... No, this is the national... They don't know the difference, so they put their hand over both, and then everybody's like... It's like the kid, the emperor with no clothes.
Plus, the taxpayers are paying for all of the military celebrations before the games, the flyovers of, yep, like, the F-16s, stuff like that. That's being paid for by taxpayers.
Don't you think that that's an exaggeration, though? I mean, they're going to do practice flights anyway. So if they take their F-18s and they fly them over in formation, they were going to fly in formation somewhere to practice flying in formation, right?
Right, but if they're practicing flying formation and they just happen to fly over your house, they're not giving you millions of dollars.
They are not.
When they fly over the NFL stadium before the game, they're giving the NFL teams money.
Oh, really?
To do that.
Okay. I did not know that they were getting
there was a report a couple of years ago about the millions upon millions of dollars given to NFL teams by the U.S. military for these pre-game festivities.
Well, somebody's got to pay these billionaire owners' welfare checks, right?
No. Nobody has to pay billionaire owners' welfare checks. If a billionaire owner wants to build a stadium that he's going to make money from, he should dig into his own pockets to pay for the stadium that he's going to make money from.
When are they going to do that?
As soon as city councilors and state legislators stop giving them millions upon millions of dollars to build stadiums?
It doesn't make any sense that, from a demographic standpoint, that there's more crime, more police shootings in the United States than there are in Canada per capita. But
right,
per capita, there are more than twice as many in the United States. I want to know what it is. I want to know why. I want a real explanation, not just somebody coming off the top of their head, as to why police shoot so many more people in the United States than they do in other countries. And look, I'm not saying that everybody who gets shot by any stretch of the imagination is some kind of saint. But I do get stories as a talk show host. I do get stories that pass across my desk. It's like, geez, that seemed like a pretty unfair shoot. Some lady just got shot in Minneapolis. Just before that, you had Philando Castile shot and killed.
Yep.
A permit owner. The permit owners are less likely to commit a crime than police officers themselves.
Right.
To have police officers shooting them seems, outrageous. Juries find police officers not guilty 4 out of 5 times. They find citizens guilty 2 out of 3 times. The numbers are staggering in the differences. And yeah,
and your numbers of juries finding police officers not guilty is actually a little flawed, because very rarely do they ever actually go to a jury.
I went actually to a dollar theater and I saw the movie. It was the Kong movie, the one with the giant gorilla that stands up and does all that kind of stuff. And
dollar
like,
theaters still exist?
Yeah.
Like, you paid $1 and saw a movie?
Yeah. You know what? It's not that, it's a good idea, to go to the movie for $1. And
oh, yeah.
Instead of paying now, like, $18 to go to, like, another movie theater. Like something that in the box office, they pay a lot of money, but...
I don't think Mark was saying it's... a bad idea, but it doesn't seem like a business model that can really survive in this day and age.
The places I live, all the dollar theaters are gone. I just haven't seen one. And I haven't seen one in a long time.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie that I saw? The last movie I saw in a dollar theater.
The last movie you saw in a, an expensive theater.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, good movie. Definitely a great movie.
Thanks for the reviews, Dave. Thanks for the reviews.
I honestly don't remember the last movie I saw in a movie theater. It might have been Snowden when it came out last year.
My son's in the Air Force and he serves, and I've had a lot of people serve in my family as well. As far as I'm concerned, if an owner decides that his free speech is he doesn't want to take his money and throw it at somebody who won't stand for certain reasons, as far as what takes place out on the field, which unfortunately for him, part of what takes that place on the field before the game starts is exactly what we're talking about, that he won't stand up for. And my thing about that is, you were also talking about the fact that, you know, the military, all of that, that the owners get money from the government, from the state, and they get tax-free money and all that stuff. You know, it's all one big package. Nobody's complaining about the fact that that there's also safeguards and things that can't hurt their advertisers like Reebok and Nike and all the rest of them. So as far as I'm concerned, if Kaepernick won't stand up, then Kaepernick needs to go find a new job someplace or find someone who will hire him in this employee, you know, in this type of field to do what he wants to do.
Right. But, so right now he is trying to, you know, find a new job with a different team. And there's allegations that there's a concerted effort, a conspiracy, if you will, among the NFL owners to prevent him from working in the league.
There at the very end, the caller sort of, you know, laid down a trump card, right? Like, that if you don't choose to stand for the
pledge.
If
you live in the United States.
Yep.
And you do not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem.
Or you pick your patriotic thing.
You should be deported.
Well, no, he said you should leave. You know, voluntary deportation. So
okay, so I don't stand, and I choose not to leave. What's going to happen?
Nothing.
He wants somebody to force me to leave.
Well,
he's not going to say that at first.
Take your indignation pants off. All we can go with is what
I'm not wearing pants.
short pants. So
I'll take those off.
Okay. I think that America, I think this is where it's gone in America, and a lot of people feel the way that gentleman does.
Yes.
We need to take a step back and look at what patriotism is.
A menace to liberty.
I think it is a menace to liberty. Yes, patriotism itself is a menace to innovation, liberty, frankly, everything this country is built around.
Yes.
Let's not forget that George Washington praised the Quakers during the Revolutionary War when they refused to support him with arms, right? Like all of Philadelphia, much of Pennsylvania, a good portion of Rhode Island and New Jersey is full of these people at the time. And he had to appeal to this constituency because this constituency is, you know, they wanted to not be under the thumb of the king. They just didn't want to fight to do it. We say that freedom betters the human condition in this country, but we don't really define freedom. I will go ahead and define freedom for you. Freedom means the right to do what you want so long as you don't harm someone else. That means you can't steal from them. That means you can't tell lies that would damage them. And it means that you can't touch them, you know, forcefully in some harmful way.
Right.
You can't punch them. You don't get to punch them.
I generally quantify the harm with unjust harm, right? Because then that does allow for self-defense.
Sure.
Because then that's justifiable whatnot.
Right.
You know, so if somebody comes up and punches you in the face, you have a right to defend yourself.
Right. I'm a Quaker. I believe that that frankly that governments shouldn't fight each other to solve problems. So I get that sometimes that has to happen. And if you punch me in the face, like, I'm not guaranteeing I won't punch you back, right? I'm not guaranteeing I won't use force of arms against you. I'm just saying that these are my religious beliefs. So the thing that you've got to kind of say when you say the people in the military have fought and died for your freedom to stand or not stand or whatever it is you want to do is you got to kind of quantify that, because it hasn't been any flag burners that the military's been out fighting. It's been, well, for the last six decades, generally peasants in undeveloped countries who really had no bearing on anyone's life in the United States.
Right.
I mean, just no bearing. None.
Where do you get your rights?
Well, we're told that they're delivered by God.
But we're also told that we only have rights because certain men and women died.
We are told
to fight for those rights. So which is it? Do I only have rights because somebody fighting on behalf of the President of the United States of America died in a war that was probably not even related in any kind of way to protect my freedoms? Or do I have rights as the Declaration of Independence suggest, because I'm endowed by my creator with the rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Well,
which is it?
I'm either endowed with rights, or
I have them because human sacrifice.
It could be both. It's possible that you have a right currently that we haven't identified, that not enough people have sacrificed enough for people to sort of understand that that right exists, right? I mean, you have a right to freedom. Freedom means that you don't have to pay some organization like the federal government taxes on your labor. If a contract's been signed, both parties should be held to the contract. But I don't think the government adheres to its side of the contract, and I don't think it ever will.
Right.
I think that your blood, your life is nearly worthless to them. What is that, the Henry Kissinger soldier, the statement about soldiers, that essentially they're stupid morons that deserve to die because they're not good for anything else? I'll have to look it up. But it's obviously
they're
not.
They're basically, you know, the politicians see the military as, you know, basically cogs in the machine.
You
can't keep the machine going without cogs. And, you know, this cog's lost a couple of teeth. We need to replace this cog. Find a new cog.
Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Henry Kissinger. This was the guy that Hillary Clinton was meeting with, and I believe that he has met with Donald Trump, too. This is the foreign policy guru in this country. This man has a great deal of influence on how your children are treated in the military.
I just seem to think that you two are so far off in your thinking.
Straighten me
out. Now,
up.
Granted, being a felon, you don't have the inalienable rights that are in our Constitution.
I got them all except for to carry a gun.
And the right to vote.
Oh, I can vote in most states. I vote every time.
No, you can't. That's a federal law. That's not a state law.
You're mistaken, Joe.
Federal? No, I am not. Federal convicted felons cannot vote in the United States of America.
I can't speak to what a federal felon, a federal convicted felon.
You may be able to vote for your local hodunk city's mayoral election, but not a federal
election. Those are the elections that statistically count, but I cast a vote.
Statistically count, right, okay. Name the mayor of Appleton, Wisconsin.
But I don't live in Appleton, Wisconsin. But I can tell you that...
Name any other mayor other than from your own city.
But that would be the one that would matter. I can tell you that the name of the mayor in Keene, New Hampshire, which is the town next door to mine, is Kendall Lane. But that, again...
It's not even your town. Who's your mayor?
We don't have a mayor.
He lives in a town that has selectmen, which is basically a town council.
We have town meetings, and we democratically vote on things that are above, I think, $15,000.
Yeah, New Hampshire is really interesting in the way towns are structured, to where they don't have like a town mayor. Most towns have a board of selectmen that serve as the executive branch, and then the town meeting is the legislative branch.
I, as a felon, know where you can vote far better than your average caller calling in on the radio.
Yes.
And if you tell a person calmly, you use their name and you say, I think you're just mistaken here. And that person, you know, doubles down. You're in big trouble as far as convincing that person of anything.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, maybe I know whether or not felons can vote because I am one.
Right.
Just guessing.
And then, you know, where he pointed out, well, maybe you can vote at the local level. So since you can vote in your town, tell me the mayor of the guy in some state that you've never been to.
But I will say that the mayor in my town, if I had a mayor in my town, and I do not, but even the mayor in the next town over has more effect on my life than, and by the way, I own a business in the town, the next, you know, the city over from my town. It has more effect on my life than likely the president of the United States, or certainly than some representative from Wyoming.
Right.
So, yes, local politics is extraordinarily important.
Colin Kaepernick and all the rest of them like him, whether they play ball or not. For me, just round them all up and send them the hell out of here to some other hellhole on the planet and see how much freedoms they have there. I agree with you guys a lot about I don't like big government and them infringing on us all the time. Yes, and they sent our boys to Vietnam, and that was a big mistake. But, you know, when you run down our countryside and you spit on that flag or burn it or disrespect those men that went and gave some and some gave all, that's just spitting in their faces and on the flag. And I don't like that.
So where to where should I be deported for not standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem?
You know what? If it was up to me, I'd send you to the worst damn country on the earth.
What?
Because you don't respect what we, you don't appreciate what we have here right now. Yes.
Hold on. By saying that things could be better, hold on. By saying that things could be better here, how is that, you know, worthy of being sent to the worst place in the world?
Did I say things could be better here?
You did.
Okay, right, and yeah. I've said the same thing.
Yeah,
and
you know what? That's because of that last administration that was in there really got things screwed up, and that's why they're trying to throw Trump out of there now, because he's trying to get us back on track.
Oh, they've been screwed up since John Adams, the signing of the Alien and Sedition Acts.
Pretty sure that Kaepernick was not standing. Hold on. Before we go anywhere.
Respect for the flag.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking you about. See, here's what I think, Nick. I think politicians, and by that I mean liars and thieves, use the flag as cover. They use the bodies of our dead soldiers as a way to hide their actions.
All of the people that have called in, and there have been several that have said things along the lines of, if you don't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and if you're not, you know, quote unquote respectful, whatever that means in their mind, then
don't annoy me.
You should either leave the country or be forcefully relocated. I.e., there should be mandatory patriotism. You want to know what country has mandatory patriotism? North Korea.
Yeah, best Korea. America, best America.
The only difference that I can see between the mandatory patriotism in North Korea and the flag-waving Americanism in the United States is intoxication and holding the flag straight.
Their soldiers goose-step. Let's go to...
And they also, if you look at the pictures, everybody's holding the flag very straight. And here, they're drunk and waving it.
Right.
That's the difference.
Let's go to Bad Slave.
Their flag's also red, white, and blue.
From the writer at WKRG. Are you familiar with this station?
I've heard the call letters before, but I don't know why.
Birmingham, Alabama. Muslims, so that's where you're from. Muslim civil rights organization is asking management at a McDonald's located in Decatur, Alabama, to identify and fire the staff who allegedly hid pieces of bacon in 14 chicken sandwiches ordered by a Muslim family. The Alabama chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE Alabama, called the franchise today with the request after the family, and today was like a week ago or something, after the family sent them a video taken yesterday after they each found a small piece of bacon on each sandwich. Eating pork products are strictly forbidden in Islam. Based on the evidence in this incident, as well as the unprecedented spike in anti-Muslim bigotry nationwide, we believe that this is an intentional act of religious and ethnic bigotry, said this guy at the executive director here. A representative from this organization says they also contacted McDonald's corporate management in order to put pressure on the franchise to provide surveillance of the incident, as well as an apology for the employees' actions. McDonald's should investigate this incident, identify and terminate the employees responsible, and take protective steps to satisfy this American family's concern. There you go. So that's basically the story. First, I'm going to say, this seems clearly as though this was not a mistake. America's a Christian nation. Thus, most people running McDonald's and owning McDonald's are Christians. So, go ahead.
Well, the word you keep using, halal, it just means permissible.
Okay.
The proper word is zabiha, which means slaughtered. Slaughtered in a fashion similar to kosher by Muslims.
Okay.
With the following of zabiha, you find that it's a cultural issue mostly. People like Arabs, right, the people who live around Arabs are all Christians and Jews, and Muslims are allowed to eat meat that's been slaughtered by Christians and Jews.
Okay.
Because they're not saying the name of a different God. It's the same God. So Arabs aren't super strict about eating only meat from Muslim butchers, Muslim shops, zabiha shops.
Okay. Who is?
Indians, Pakistanis,
okay,
Malays, Indonesians, and that's because they live in areas where the surrounding population are pagan.
Okay.
They're Hindu or Jainists.
Gotcha.
Or
Sikh.
Other faiths. Sikhs. Well, actually, there's argument on whether or not the Sikhs would be considered.
Sikhs are like a combo. Yeah. Of
yeah, Punjabi culture and Islam, basically.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, the whole idea of Ahl Kitab, which means the people of the book. So in America, most Arabs, because most of their neighbors are Christians, and the assumption is that most of the businesses are owned by Christians, eating food from them would be fine.
There's an effort to bring back the death penalty back here in New Mexico, and I'm in support of it because, you know, ever since it has been repealed, we had more police officers, correctional officers, and children murdered. So our murder rate has gone up.
So the murder rate's gone up because the death penalty has been repealed where?
In a state of New Mexico, in my state.
Okay.
It's been gone for about 10, 12 years.
Uh-huh.
So the criminals... they could care less. It's three hots and a cot for them. It's a joke to shoot a cop, to stab a correctional officer.
Well, hey, Sarah, I spent 8.5 years in prison, and a good portion of that, about 6 years, was spent working in the building that they released people from. And I had yet to see the correctional officers physically have to kick someone out and them, you know, at the door trying to claw their way back in. I mean, like, everybody wants to leave.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.